Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is a longtime member of my Brain Trust. He's been joining us now for all these years to talk to us about financial management, especially for those of us who aren't financial experts. We're not accountants. We're not auditors. We just run businesses with our financial information. He actually wrote the book called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And he's our good friend, Gene Siciliano. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks much, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Gene, one of the things that when I introduce my show at the top of the hour occasionally, I'll say something like, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're a startup or you're growing or you're a mature company or you're on the divestiture side of the continuum. I talk about that and I point out that one way or the other, eventually, whether we go head first or feet first, we're going to exit our business for the last time.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth.
And so better to have a plan, better to have a strategy, better to be prepared for that exit than not, right?
Well, it really is preparation. Yeah, that's so key. And, you know, you have to think about the people that have been getting to those years, that time in their life where they want to do it walking out instead of feet first, as you say. And back in 2007, 2008, there were any number of people who said, well, I'm getting tired, I want to get out of my business. And suddenly the world collapsed around them, and there's no opportunity to do that. Now you think each year since then, for the past 5 years, that number's been piling up, and the opportunity to get out has been really small.
Right.
So now as things start lightening up, the economy gets better, there's money that's finally willing to come out from under the mattress and find a place to go to work. Now may be the time that they see, now I want to get out. I do not want to go through another recession.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? You don't go out and sell your business next month because that's what you had in mind this month. It just doesn't work that way.
You can't.
And business owners
even
don't
even 5
get that.
Years is not too early to start getting things going, is it?
It is absolutely not. I tell clients 2 years to 5 years is the range, and whether it's 2 years or 4 years or 5 years depends on how many things you got to fix. And
it depends on how broken
you've
been.
Take a look.
Depends on how much baling wire have you used, and how many abuses you've installed into your business.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, a business owner that's been living with it for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, a lot of those things they don't even see anymore.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they don't realize that somebody else is not going to want to come in and pull that handle that he's been pulling. And that the way you're pulling that handle is not going to convert to value when you get ready to sell the business.
That's very right.
It might even be negative.
And by the way, even if they can pull the handle the way you pull it, it's not a good deal because all those people who can't are a substantial number of potential buyers. So if you have a business that depends on you to be there,
and also,
you're pulling the handle your way, you've got a limited market.
Well, also, the people who want your business may not even want a handle. You know what I mean? They may want something completely. They may want to push a button, or they may want to do it. They may want Bluetooth, right?
Good point. Yeah, that's right. They want to do it their way.
And here you are. You've been thinking that your business is this handle is valuable, and obviously we're using this handle as a very loose metaphor. But you may think, wow, this handle has been valuable to me all these years. That doesn't mean that it's going to be valuable when you recast and focus forward. And so you got to weed all those kinds of things out, so you could position your business in the best light for whoever's going to take it forward, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there, it really depends on how you're planning on exiting, what kind of planning you do. I mean, mm-hmm. you always have to do planning and preparation. It's always going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to sell your business to some outsider, it's a different thing from, do you want to give it to your children and have them run it? It's a different thing from, do you want to sell it to your employees? And in each case, you've got considerations that are different.
And the other thing, Gene, as we go to the break, it might even, it's probably going to even be to your advantage, because the chances of you walking out with a big check you can go cash these days from a buyer are probably not very good. You're probably going to take back some paper. We're going to get Gene to help us with that issue after these messages. 20 till. Gene Siciliano is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.